Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Camille from sunny California, and you're listening to the Coffee Chat with Camille show, which is a podcast series that interviews various guests about real life topics for people who love to learn. Everybody, welcome to Coffee Chat with Camille. I hope everyone is having a magnificent Saturday or weekend. Today I have an extra special guest, so let me tell you a whole lot about him. The title of the show is The Unveiled Journey, Conversations with Celebrity Host Tony Holly. Just a brief biography. The Tony Holly Show is a captivating talk show that has evolved from the hugely successful Tony and Tell Show. With a dynamic blend of celebrity interviews, insightful reviews, and a mission to empower and inspire, this show goes beyond the glitz and glamour of the entertainment industry. Tony Holly, the charismatic host, skillfully delves into the untold stories and live, of some of the industry's best kept secrets, shedding light on the personal journeys and triumphs of these remarkable individuals. Through in-depth interviews, the Tony Holly Show provides a platform for celebrities to share their experiences, challenges, and successes. Issues. Hello, Tony, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
So sorry. Oh, yes, I can hear you. It's like I heard like this little noise. Yes. Okay. Did you hear? I hope everybody heard the introduction. At any rate, let's go ahead and welcome to the studio, first of all. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
And then, you're welcome. And then let me go ahead and get into the interview because we have quite a bit to unpack here. So, what inspired you to pursue a career in celebrity journalism, and how did you get started?
Oh, okay. So what inspired me was initially seeing other people do review videos, and that's how we kind of got started. And eventually it turned into my love for music really pushing me to do my interviews and having a career in journalism. How I got started initially was in 2012. When me and my cousin started doing videos together, we started doing, like I said, review videos of different shows and things like that. And initially we transitioned into doing interviews, and it just kind of came along and picked up from there.
Excellent. And then how do you prepare for interviews with celebrities, and what research do you do in advance?
Okay. How do I prepare? I think it goes into who the person is and what they do makes a difference for me. For instance, if it's somebody that does music, especially if they're there to promote something that's new, I kind of like to sit with stuff, meaning that I listen to whatever the project is for a while, normally a couple of days, a couple of hours, just to know, you know, the feeling of what's happening. And to know what I'm talking about. But if it's somebody else, of course, I just make sure that I'm reviewing their actual work. Most of the people that I talk to, I kind of know their work already. But if it's something that I don't know, then I just kind of review that stuff ahead of time and sit with it, like I said. That's my main thing.
Okay, thank you. And then can you describe your interviewing style, and how do you aim to create a comfortable and engaging conversation with your subjects?
Yeah. So my interviewing style, I would really say that it's like laid back. I like to be very relatable, if anything. And so I don't want people to feel like they come to like, you know, a studio or the Good Morning America or something like that, which I love those shows. But I don't want them to feel that way. I want them to feel like they're at home, they're at the kitchen table, they're in the living room, and they're talking to family, because when somebody is comfortable, they're much more willing to talk and, you know, be free in what they say. So I always make sure that before I start, I just, you know, let people know that, you know, just be yourself, just have fun with it. It's not going to be that type of interview.
And then how do you balance the need to ask tough or controversial questions with maintaining a positive relationship with the celebrity and their team?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful question, because that does happen. I think for me, it's always honesty is the best policy, number one. And number two, some, depending on what the situation is, some people have, you know, management or publicists that might tell you ahead of time to ask certain things or to not ask certain things. But if that doesn't happen, I always make sure that I'm speaking with that person, letting them know that this is what's to come. And, you know, how you respond is ultimately up to you, but this is not in a negative way or anything like that, so that you're aware. But I kind of just set the stage so that they know that, you know, you're in a safe space to say what you need to say. And if you don't want to say anything, then that's fine too.
Okay, excellent. And then can you share any memorable or challenging experiences you've had while interviewing celebrities and how you navigated those situations?
Oh, okay. So memorable, I think I would say I had a few. one that sticks out to me, because, and I only say that because in every interview I take something that the person is giving me.
Yes.
And for instance, like in my interview with Kathleen Bradley, Kathleen played Mrs. Parker on the Friday movie series. Or, excuse me, the original Friday. But in our conversation, it was over an hour, but one thing that stuck out to me was when she talked about being in the industry and doing certain things, she said, make sure that you're, you know, just be prepared. That was something that stuck out to me. And another one I would say was the gospel singer, Tiffany Tutu AG, if people don't know who that is. She's the lead singer of the group, the gospel group, The Truth Ets. They made a song that still going viral called Peanut Butter and Jelly. no, the name is not about that necessarily. but in that interview, she has spoke some words to me, and this is why it stuck out. In just her conversation, she spoke some words, and it hit home for me so much so that after the interview, I had to let her know that what she said was really for me. And she didn't realize that she was just speaking on, you know, what was in her heart and speaking in general. So that was really one that sticks out to me because, you know, me and my family was going through a lot at that time, and she didn't even know. So she didn't – it was really crazy how it happened.
Yeah. And then thank you for sharing that. And then how do you stay up to date with the trends and developments in the entertainment industry? And what sources do you rely on for news and information?
Okay, so it's not necessarily a way that I stay up to date. It kind of just comes to me because I can't leave this type of stuff alone, if not even if I wanted to. So it kind of just comes to me no matter what. But normally when I'm on social media or anything, or if I'm online somewhere, I just, my mind is always running, so I'm always searching for stuff, and sometimes I run into other things that I might not be looking for and say, okay. So that's how that happens a lot of times. The sources that I use, though, to be honest with you, I prefer that the source be the person who it's about, right? Because it's nothing better than getting straight from the actual source. That helps a tremendous deal. But if not, I try to use reputable sources that are trustworthy, excuse me, and not just like a gossip site. So I tend not to lean that way because, of course, that can get very negative.
Yeah, that's true. And then how do you handle the pressure and scrutiny of interviewing high-profile celebrities and reporting on their personal lives?
How do I handle the pressure? You know what, Camille, to be honest with you, I try not to think about the pressure. Because if I do, you get overwhelmed with what other people start to think and other people start to say, and you'll cloud your own mind with that, and you take that into what you're doing with that particular person. So I try not to think about that. I try to really just be myself, because I know more than anything that will shine through and that will make so much more of a difference. So that's the way that I really handle that. But if I do see things later, which people, you know, criticize how I do certain things, and I don't mind that because I won't be for everybody. You know, that's why there's a million news stations, a million channels, a million podcasts, you know, so it's something for everybody.
That's right. Yeah, that's so true. And then can you discuss any partnerships or collaborations you have formed with other media outlets or industry professionals?
So I don't have any currently that I can say, but I will say this, that God has been good and, great things are happening. So we are, going back, into the studio, quote unquote, and I'm cooking up some new stuff. And so hopefully there will be some new partnerships and things like that I will be able to say, hopefully, within the very near future. So I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. That's excellent. And then how do you balance the need to provide informative and entertaining content for your audience with the need to maintain integrity and ethics?
Oh, that's a good one. how do I balance that?
How do you?
So whenever I'm looking to interview somebody, I look at their lives. I look at their, you know, whatever it is that they do, whether it's being comedy, music, movies, I mean, or acting, rather, I should say, whatever it might be. I look at all of that stuff. And if there is something like, for instance, that might be in the news at the time or, you know, beforehand, like I said, I always try to lead with pure intentions so that people can see that. That way, if I do ask a question, they're not offended by it because you know that I'm not coming from a negative place. But instead, you know that I have to ask this question, but you know how to lead with your answer because it's not, you know, it's not one of those things. So I really just lead with pure intentions. And if anything, if I can, like I said, talk to them beforehand and let them know what the deal is, how things will go, you know, not necessarily what questions will be asked because I can't even predict that sometimes. Just the flow of how things will go for the most part in my mind, just to give them an idea to let you know, like, this is what will happen. That's pretty much how I do that. But like I said, lead with pure intentions is the biggest thing for me. And step outside of what I want to know sometimes and really, you know, listen to what other people might want to know from them. So that's really how I balance that.
That's excellent. And then how do you approach celebrity interviews differently? How do you approach celebrity interviews differently than interviews with other public figures such as politicians or business leaders, if you even have them on your show, because I'm not really sure.
So the so that one, I don't think I have had any politicians or business leaders yet.
Okay.
But even still, I would approach them in the same way. Just because when I'm approaching the celebrity interviews, I still talk to them as regular humans first, because that's always my first thing, is that no matter what your title is or what you do for a living, you're still human. So that's the way that I always approach that. So I still would do it in the same way, really. I probably would, of course, have to adjust the questions, but that's about it.
Yes. Okay. And then how do you see the role of celebrity journalism and entertainment news in society, and how has it evolved over the years?
Oh, okay. So I think this is a very important role.
Yes.
And sometimes I don't think people really realize that, because you really are creating a voice and a space for a lot of people, and you don't realize that. I didn't realize that even. So, but it is a very important role. I can't tell you how many times people email me or write me somewhere saying, you know, I love this, or you really said what I wanted to ask, or you asked some great questions on this, or that kind of thing shows you that, you know, there's a whole lot more people thinking what you're thinking or want to know that information that you're asking this particular person, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it is a very important role, whether we realize it or not. And how has it evolved? I think it has evolved tremendously, especially within the last few years. But how has it evolved? I would say now you have more avenues to be able to do things. Like now you have people who have, you know, more podcasts and things like that. Prior to the pandemic, I honestly didn't see a lot of these people have podcasts, which I'm not mad about that, but there is a lot. Before, you had, you know, just like magazines, you had print stuff, really. And so now that we're progressing into the new age, into technology and social media, now you got Instagram where people can literally do interviews live. You have, of course, you still have some magazines, but they even do their prints online for the most part. And then, like I said, you have people like me who do podcasting and YouTube and things like that. So there's numerous ways to get out information now compared to before, and numerous ways to really have that control over what you do, too.
Excellent. And then, since we're on this topic, can you talk about any specific challenges or issues facing the celebrity journalism industry and how you see it changing in the future?
Ooh. Any challenges? You know, I would have to speak for me, of course.
Yes.
There hasn't been a great deal of challenges, but like I said, possibly one is that, you know, there is a lot of different things out there. And the reason that I say that might be a challenge is because not everybody means the greatest, you know, just because they're asking you for an interview or they're putting out information. So sometimes for people who really want to do an interview, it's hard for them to know the difference, because I might, you know, might not mean them any harm, but there's literally other publications or podcasts or whatever you want to call them that do this purposely to spread misinformation or to do things for clickbait, to get views, and so they say certain things that's not true or put misleading headlines up, things like that. That's probably one. And then two, for me, something that I have seen that probably has been one of the biggest ones is the number game that, you know, everybody is playing now. And what I mean by that is, before they give you an interview, they want to know, well, what is your number? Well, what kind of numbers do you have on this? How many subscribers do you have on that? How many listeners do you have on this? What kind of views have you got on that? You know, it's that kind of thing now because we're so much in the social media era and in the numbers era that everybody wants you to have a million followers and they want you to have this many views and this many listens. So I think those are probably only the two biggest ones that I've seen. How those will change, I honestly don't know. I hope that does change, though. And don't get me wrong, I can understand why both of those things are in place or people are apprehensive in both of those areas. But it knocks people like me out of the box sometimes because I don't have a million followers. I have I have thousands and thousands of views, but I don't have a million followers. But when people come, they see that, you know, I really am who I say I am. I keep my word on what I say I'm going to do as far as how I'm interviewing them, and I'm not just there to trick them into something. That doesn't always come through, especially, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who's on the fence already, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so how do you handle criticism or negative feedback from celebrities or their fans? And what steps do you take to address concerns or complaints?
So I haven't really gotten it from the celebrities per se.
Okay.
If I get it from fans, which I have, I don't mind it, and I actually welcome it. But my thing is always is just to be respectful. I don't ever mind somebody criticizing or giving constructive criticism. I don't mind that at all because I know that I'm not perfect, and sometimes there is things that I can improve on that will help me for the next interview. So I always look for those type of people in the comments when they're actually giving constructive criticism into something positive. But those who are just nasty and negative, no, I just don't deal with them. I might read it, but other than that, I just block them or I delete the comments or something like that. But if you have something actual, you know, something that's going to actually benefit me or help, you know, and you say, hey, on, you know, this part, you could have done this, you know, I'll take that in consideration and I'll use it. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Excellent. And then can you share any tips or advice for aspiring celebrity journalists and what skills or qualities are essential for success in this field?
Oh, okay. That's a good one. So the skills or qualities I would say is make sure that you have your active listening skills on. And the reason why I say that is, for me, that's been the biggest help in interviewing somebody, and I'll tell you why. When I go in an interview, I normally don't write down questions on purpose. I found that, for me, writing down questions were okay if I needed to, like if somebody requested it, that was okay. But if I got in the interview, normally 9 times out of 10, if I wrote down 10 questions, I probably got to ask maybe 2 or 3, and then that conversation took off on something that we were talking about. And so now I have me ask these other questions. So really it was a wasted step for me. So the reason I say active listening is because in that conversation, they will give you something, they will say something that might spark, at least to me, in my mind, something else that I really want to talk about as well, or a topic that's really prevalent to what's going on that I can bring up as well. And that leads me to where I want to go next without having to force anything, without having to read anything, without having to jump on cue with anything. It's already there and it's already natural because, okay, you've already said this. It sparked something in my mind. Okay, let's go here next. I know what to do. So listening for me has been one of the biggest ones. As well, somebody, again, in this type of industry, you have to have integrity and maintain integrity, I would say. That's been one of the biggest things for me, too. It's been one of the biggest things that helped me to make it, you know, along and have the relationships I've developed and get this far, pretty much, I should say. I think those probably would be the biggest two. Let me see. What else? Other qualities. I probably would say your mindset, having a can-do mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is a quality that somebody needs to have in this because when I entered this, and even today, I didn't know everything. I still don't know everything. But the fact that I was willing to go and do what was necessary is why I'm making it, you know, the way I am. So as long as you have that mindset, you'll be okay. I think those probably are the biggest three for me. And let me see.
Well, that's actually
and
really
what was
great.
The other part of the question? I'm sorry, Camille.
Oh, okay. And then what skills or qualities are essential for success in this field? Okay, so the first part was just, can you share any tips or advice for aspiring celebrity journalists?
Yeah, so the tips part, I don't have a lot of tips or advice. The only thing I would say is what somebody told me, and that's always be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come to you, so just be prepared. I think that's the biggest one because you never want to miss an opportunity just because you aren't ready. So I think that was probably the biggest one for me, just be prepared.
Oh, that's a great one. Okay, and then thank you. How do you see the relationship between celebrities and the media evolving in the age of social media and digital content?
Okay. Well, I think it will improve, and the relationships, I think they will improve. The reason I say that is because, as I said, before social media, celebrities had relationships with media outlets, don't get me wrong, but now it's a little bit different because I have social media. I can literally reach out to you through a DM and say, hey, how you doing? And, you know, we're connected. I don't have to wait for you to come into, as opposed to before, I don't have to wait for you to come in the actual studio, sit down with you, do a magazine interview or a television interview or that kind of thing. And even now, you know, if I want to do one with you, we can do it just how we're doing it now, from the comfort of my home or, you know, on Zoom or whatever the case may be. So it has changed tremendously, but I think the relationships are only further improving because, people can see people can see who you are on social media, even if you are, you know, putting up a front. But for the most part, they can see who you are and who they're talking to. And there's that access there that wasn't there before.
Right.
So I think I think those relationships will continue to evolve in a positive way.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, let's see. We have just a few more. We just have four more questions. So how do you handle interviews with how do you handle interviews with celebrities who may be going through personal or emotional struggles? And what steps do you take to be sensitive to their needs?
Ooh, okay. Really, I'm just careful how I approach that overall. For instance, I haven't had a whole lot of that, I don't think. At least I wasn't aware of if I did. But I remember Sadako Pointer, somebody I interviewed, and if you don't know who that is, people don't know who that is, I should say. Sadako is the granddaughter of Ruth Pointer and, of course, from the Pointer Sisters, the group.
Pointer Sisters, okay.
And Sadako sings in the Pointer Sisters now with her aunt and her grandmother, of course. But I interviewed her maybe like a year or two ago, and for me, it was very heavy in a way because she started off my year in 2022. I had just lost my cousin in December of 2021, and they were just on the heels of losing Bonnie Pointer, her aunt. Just a few months prior. So it was not heavy for her, but it was for me. But I made sure to just let her know, like, you know, I'm sorry for your loss. And she knew of mine as well because I had to reschedule the interview first. Before that date, we had to reschedule because of the loss of my cousin. Excuse me. So she, you know, did the same in return. But I'm always just careful how I approach people, just letting them know that, hey, I care, or, you know, if you need anything, or if at any point that you need to stop, hey, let me know. We can push this pause button, that kind of thing. And, you know, people are normally receptive, though, to that. And we normally do okay.
Okay. And then how do you balance the need to report on breaking news and celebrity gossip with the need to respect the privacy and personal boundaries of the public figures?
Mm-hmm. That one is hard, but it's not hard because I try not to bring up things that are, you know, gossip-like to people.
Yes.
Just because it doesn't put you in the best light with people, you know. So
yeah.
I try not to do that. Now, if there is something in the news that, you know, it is actually true and, you know, it's something big, again, I approach that with care, especially, you know, if it's something dealing with your family or whatever the case might be. I approach that kind of stuff with care because I want to first let them know that I do care about the situation, but I'm just asking because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, two, I don't want you to think that I'm doing it in a negative way because it's not what you do. A lot of times it's how you do it as well. And so that's my most important thing is just making sure how I'm doing it, if I am doing it. That's how I pretty much approach that. But I try not to, you know, get into gossip stuff with people because that'll make them look at you crazy eventually and they're like, no, I don't want to go back there anymore.
Yeah. And then can you share any personal or professional goals you have for your career as a celebrity interviewer and host, I like to say, and how do you plan to achieve that?
Okay. So as of today, I don't have a whole lot of goals right now. And
yeah.
The reason why is because I'm just now getting back in the groove of doing what I do.
Yes.
But right now, my only goal is to ramp up and start doing some more interviews. So
that's
where my main goal.
Yes.
And I am starting to do that again. So
wonderful.
By the time people listen to this, the interview will be posted. But I'll be doing an interview with Jackie McGee soon, the singer. As well as I just got another interview earlier to basically I just got to confirm a date and time to interview somebody else that I like, another singer.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming out soon, hopefully. And day
wonderful.
By day, I'm just, you know, I'm sending out emails and I'm back, you know, trying to do what it is that I need to do, making calls and stuff like that. So you guys will see me a lot more again now.
Beautiful. So happy to hear it because you are absolutely amazing. You're very welcome. Finally, what do you believe sets your interviewing style or approach apart from other celebrity journalists, and how do you continue to innovate and improve as a professional in this field?
What sets my style apart? Just it being cool and laid back and relaxed because that's my
yes.
style. And just me being myself. What people see on screen is really me. It's not a way of acting. It's not like I'm different on any other corner. Now, the only thing that I might do that people don't see on camera is that I might use profanity sometimes, but I don't do that on interviews because that has to go other places and they don't like that.
Right.
But that's about it. Literally what you see on camera is what's happening. That's me. So I think that's what sets it apart. Sometimes people get on and they want to do an act and that doesn't, you know, go over well all the time, but whatever works for you, it works
right.
for you. So yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. But as far as evolving and changing and things like that, I always have an open mindset, and I always have a learning mindset. So I'm always willing to look at, you know, what I can do better. People may not know, but I spend a lot of my time, like, watching other people do interviews, just seeing what I pick up out of that, or how I could ask a question differently, or just how somebody might flow into something, just different things like that. So I'm always picking up little things to help evolve my style as well.
Wonderful. And so, thank you so much. I must ask you this question. What is your favorite coffee or hot beverage?
Ooh, okay. My favorite coffee or hot beverage. I don't know about hot beverage. I don't drink a lot of those. My favorite coffee would probably be a caramel iced coffee. I like those from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I think
good.
That might be, yeah, the favorite one. Because I don't really drink.
Wonderful.
I mean, hot coffee I drink, but not a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha. That is so amazingly wonderful. I want you to know that I am so thrilled to be the first person to interview you because, as I stated in the opening, I hope everyone was able to hear it, but if not, I'm going to reread the biography. But okay. I just feel so like thrilled and privileged to have you because I have been watching many people, podcasters in general, and your interview stood out to me. And that is why I contacted you to have you on my show. And I am thankful to you for taking the time to give me this interview. And I appreciate you so very much, Tony. I want you to keep going. We're going to be here encouraging you and rooting you on always. And again, I want to thank you, everyone. This is Tony Holly from the Tony Holly Show. And then do you want to, Tony, do you want to give them your social media feeds real
of
quick?
Course.
Okay, thank you.
And let me just say, Camille, I am truly, truly thankful to you for even wanting to do this. So let me say that because I appreciate you and the things that you do. So just know I will be supporting
you as well
from now on.
Yay. Thank you so much.
And as far as my social media, everything is pretty much the same. As far as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all The Tony Holly, Holley.
Okay. Again, thank you all so much for listening to our show today. It's called The Unveiled Journey, Conversation with the Celebrity Host, Mr. Tony Holly. Okay. Bye for now, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Camille. Have a great one.
You're welcome. Same to you. Bye-bye. So that's it, everybody. That is the magnificent Tony Holly. And, you know, it's been kind of put off and on and on and off and on our interview, but it was on today. And so I think I'm going to go ahead real quick and reread his biography because I have about 3 minutes left of the show. The Tony Holly Show is a captivating talk show that has evolved from the hugely successful Tony and Tell Show. With a dynamic blend of celebrity interviews, insightful reviews, and a mission to empower and inspire, this show goes beyond the glitz and glamour of the entertainment industry. Tony Holly is the charismatic host who I just spoke with, skillfully delves into the untold stories and lives of some of the industry's best-kept secrets, shedding light on the personal journeys and triumphs of these remarkable individuals. Through in-depth interviews, The Tony Holly Show provides a platform for celebrities to share their experiences, their challenges, and successes, giving viewers or their audience an intimate glimpse into their lives behind the scenes. Tony's ability to connect with his guests on a genuine and relatable level creates an atmosphere of trust and authenticity, encouraging them to open up and share their stories in a meaningful way. Again, for you, the audience, you can find Mr. Tony Holly or Tony at The Tony Holly Show on YouTube. okay? So again, thank you all for listening, and we appreciate you. I have more shows coming up, but I'm going to advertise those on a different episode, okay? Have a great one, everyone. Thank you for listening to Coffee Chat with Camille. You can also find these episodes or my episodes with different guests at coffeechatwithcamille.com. And you can just actually Google the Coffee Chat with Camille show, and everything should pop up for you. Okay? Thanks again for listening, everyone. Have a great one. Bye for now.